Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commit the chicken and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me. And then he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you if I weren't so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, it's eating purple people, and that sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanted to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, that's my old rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrow, flying purple people eater. Friendly little people eater, oh, what a sight to see. Well, then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. Started to rock, really rocking around. A crazy ditty with a swinging tune, singing
a pop, pop, a boost, a lot, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, this is a rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pretty low, down the road, flying purple people eater.
Ow, ow, quack, quack.
Friendly little people eater. Oh, what a sight to see. And then he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on the Star Out show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.